When a limb is amputated, the surgeon connects these opposing muscles within the residuum to create an AIMI. Now, multiple AIMI constructs can be created for the control and sensation of multiple prosthetic joints. Artificial electrodes are then placed on each AIMI muscle, and small computers within the bionic limb decode those signals to control powerful motors on the bionic limb. When the bionic limb moves, the AIMI muscles move back and forth, sending signals through the nerve to the brain, enabling a person wearing the prosthesis to experience natural sensations of positions and movements of the prosthesis. Can these tissue design principles be used in an actual human being? A few years ago, my good friend Jim Ewing, of 34 years, reached out to me for help. Jim was in a terrible climbing accident. He fell 50 feet in the Cayman Islands, and his rope failed to catch him hitting the ground surface. He suffered many, many injuries, punctured lungs, and many broken bones. After his accident, he dreamed of returning to his chosen sport of mountain climbing. But how might this be possible?